With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/amazonprime for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, or at least your brackets did. Welcome to the program, already in progress. Eaton Pauly, Fritz, Jim McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. He's one of the stars of Loyola. Cameron Crutwig will join us coming up in a little bit. LeBron injures his ankle, and of course, the big talk is, where's he stand in the MVP race now? LaMelo Ball breaks his wrist, likely done for the rest of the season, and so is my fandom viewership for the Charlotte Hornets. Sweet 16, of course, Loyola, Oral Roberts, Ohio, Abilene Christian, Oregon State, Syracuse. Had them all, didn't you? By the way, plan accordingly. Basketball starting in about 2 hours. Yes, a full slate of basketball for today and tonight. Illinois out, Virginia out, Texas out, Purdue out, Ohio State out, Oklahoma State out. It was fun, though. Whole lot of fun. 877-3DP Show email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. I'm not sure what we went with the poll question, McLovin, from the first hour.
Okay, do you have all four Final Four teams alive? 93%. No.
Well, I don't think, I mean, that'd be really hard to have, you know, all four.
But if you didn't pick Illinois, who, I mean, I think Illinois knocked most people out. If you had Houston in your final four.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's not that difficult to have all four, Dan.
Oh, my bad. Yes, Seton. Do you?
Some of us just, I don't know, just happened to get more lucky than others, I suppose.
What's your final four there?
Gonzaga, Michigan, Houston, and Baylor. 1-1, 1-2.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, didn't really go out on a limb there, but all right. You still got your guys. Anybody else got their phone? Mr. Chalk, back row, Todd?
I have six of my eight. Still left two. Just saying.
Wow.
Illinois knocked me out of pretty the impressive. Final four.
That's pretty impressive there, Seton. Yeah, Celebrity Bracket Challenge. You can go to danpatrick.com if you're one of the 10,000 people, listeners, fans who signed up. You can go see how you're faring there. Interesting. Jim Parsons from the Big Bang Theory, Sheldon. He is a big Houston Cougar fan. So if Houston goes a long way, Jim Parsons is going to do well. All right, we going to stay with that poll question, McLovin?
We could switch it up. I like that Porter Moser question we were asking before, the Loyola Chicago coach. Would you take another job if you were him? If you did that poll, do you have to name the job? Because I guess there's a difference between Indiana and Marquette.
You know. Oh, yeah. I mean, if Indiana calls, you certainly have to listen to that. Absolutely.
What about like a Minnesota or a Marquette?
No.
That feels more lateral.
Yeah. I mean, he has something special there at Loyola. Now, he's losing his two best players, and one of those players will join us coming up in about 20 minutes. But you go where you're comfortable. I think we, as fans or the analysts, the experts, we want to tell you what to do. if he loves it there, and you know, you just don't want to be in a situation where now it's a letdown if you don't get to the Elite Eight or Sweet 16 or the Final Four. Because what you're doing, there's luck, but there is a whole lot of talent that goes into that. And the right players, the right system, and be able to do that again. You know, Brad Stevens left Butler. We haven't heard from Butler since then. It's really difficult to do what those coaches did at smaller schools. Like Mark Few, what he did at Gonzaga was a pleasant surprise. And then the nation looked at Gonzaga, tournament time, and then Gonzaga would always do damage to your bracket because you never bought into Gonzaga. Now everybody's buying into Gonzaga. Now we expect Gonzaga to be playing for a national championship. It's when you build up those expectations and then you're letting people down if you don't go to the Final Four, play in the national title game, or win a national title. At some point, that comes back and works against you. Yeah, Paul.
The tough part about Porter Moser at Loyola, the truth of the thing is, I know the area. Loyola is not a hotbed of basketball as far as fan base, you know, intense fan support. And it's also a private school that factors in academics first. He's the highest paid player person at the university, Porter Moser. He makes $1.1 million. The president makes $800,000. They can't give him $3 million a year. It won't happen. He's going to be capped out financially at Loyola. Yeah. And if he gets the Indiana job, it's going to start with a three because the former coach is making 2.6. He could call Indiana tomorrow and get $3 million a year. That's tripling his salary, and that's hard to ignore.
I haven't heard his name yet. Mike Woodson, former Indiana player, coached in the NBA. I'm hearing Mike Woodson's name has been brought into the mix. But I think if you're Indiana, you wait till the tournament's over. There's no reason to be mentioning anybody's name. Be fair to those who might be candidates, including Loyola's head coach. But are you getting an Indiana guy for Indiana? That's another thing. You know, Michigan has gone down this road before. It's worked, and then it hasn't worked. Basketball-wise, so far it's working. Football-wise, it has not worked. But is Indiana looking for an Indiana guy or a Bob Knight guy? That's what I was told. But Brad Stevens has not taken the job. I know that, hey, you can go home again. I'm not leaving the Celtics job. It's the Boston Celtics job. To go back to Indiana? No. I can visit. I don't have to go back. Writing off the Lakers because of LeBron's high ankle sprain would probably be a mistake because if he and Anthony Davis are healthy by the playoffs, LA's still going to be there playing, defending their title. But for now, you want to see how these injuries develop. Anthony Davis been out for a while. LeBron could be out 3 weeks, a month with a high ankle sprain. You know, but one storyline never changes. Or does it change? Because for some reason, the media is paying closer attention to the MVP race more than ever. And it's only because LeBron James is in the mix. If LeBron James was not playing well or was hurt this year, we would not be doing day by day, certainly week by week, who is the front runner for the MVP? LeBron gets clicks. That's all this is. So when you see these shows, do LeBron James for MVP? Like the bigger picture is not the MVP. The bigger picture is, how long are you out? Where are you going to be in the seedings in the West? And how healthy are you going to be at the playoffs come playoff time? Are you going to do anything at the trade deadline? That's what we should focus on. But that's not what members of the media are doing because LeBron became a slight Vegas favorite after Joel Embiid got injured. And now it's a wide open field. Now Damian Lillard, Greek Freak, James Harden, Luka in the picture. And when LeBron and Embiid get well soon, then, of course, they'll be back in, and then it'll be a comeback story, and can they be the MVPs? But the MVP race is probably going to get a lot of attention, far more attention than it really deserves. And I bring this up because it feels like every week in the NFL was a referendum on who's the MVP. I'm not sure why, but it does give you a talking point. You can bring in marquee players or names that get clicks. You know, the reason why it was a topic for a while, it felt like, because Tom Brady was in it. Tom Brady, MVP, question mark. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, question. Then, you know, we don't, you know, when you start to look through it, sift through it and go, okay, who's a legitimate MVP candidate? And even now with the NBA, Damian Lillard should be an MVP candidate prior to LeBron getting hurt, or Joel Embiid. It's like, who's the MVP now? Well, the Greek Freak can't win it three times in a row. Okay, why not? But the media is not going to tell you, well, we've already told that story. And he's really good in the regular season, but not in the postseason. What else are you going to write about the Greek Freak? May not sound fair, because it's not fair. And then you're going to bring in, well, Joel Embiid can't be MVP. What if your team is terrible when you're out? Are you showing how valuable you are to your team? But LeBron being out, the bigger picture is, could this be a good thing for LeBron? Because now he's forced to rest. Because I think he got caught up in, I want to be one of the oldest. He might maybe be the oldest MVP ever. It's pretty close there, but I think Kareem is up there. But I think it's really important to him to say to guys who are almost half his age, this is just a reminder. This is his reminder. This is his Jordan documentary. I want to remind people. And if I'm LeBron, get the next title. Like, the next title, that gets you really close to Michael Jordan. If people use that as, well, it comes down to how many championships you have. Okay, I don't care about how many MVPs. I care about how many championships. And Michael, there were 2 years where he didn't win the MVP. Karl Malone did, and Charles Barkley. Who won the titles those years? Michael did. And if I'm LeBron, okay, I'm sitting down for 3 weeks. Now when I come back in a shortened season, now you got to mess with me. Now we're going to be ready to go. But this is an unintentional rest for LeBron James. This is rested development, in my opinion. Thank you, Paul.
Deep cut.
Thank you. Yes, McLovin.
You know, we always sort of give the MVP the best player on the number one seed, but yeah, the number one seeds are probably going to be the Nets and the Jazz. That's going to be weird because Harden only had half a season, and the Jazz don't really have anybody in the list.
I know that people are pushing that storyline of James Harden with Durant being out. And I don't vote anymore, but I've said, I'm on record, I would not vote for James Harden for MVP. With what he did to Houston during the same season, I would not vote for him. He's a great player. He's playing wonderful. But I gotta have the totality of an entire season here. Not just, hey, you've been great since you've gone to the Nets. He has been. And with Durant still out, you know, Steph Curry was my pick for MVP. I don't think they're going to be good enough. The Joker, his team is like fifth seed right now. And I know I'm already spending more time on this than it deserves, but it's more about what is LeBron going to be like at the end of the season, not in 3 weeks when he comes back and trying to reclaim his place in the MVP race. Yeah, McLovin.
You know, the thing about Giannis, isn't that a legitimate thing, though? Like, aren't voters disappointed that they keep voting him MVP and he's not even getting to the conference final?
I think it is. Now, I've been told that, you know, that's not the case, or you can't be speaking for... I had one voter who said, hey, I heard you say that. You can't speak for all of us. And I said, okay, but I'm still going to, because I can't call out individuals because I don't know why you're voting or not voting for the Greek Freak. If the Greek Freak is still the best player in basketball, regular season, then voting for the MVP.
But is he really the best player in basketball if they can't, you know, he can't beat the Heat in the playoffs? He's obviously not the best player in basketball.
It's the regular season. If you gave out the MVP after the postseason, history would be changed greatly because he wouldn't have any, it feels like.
Oh, last year would have been LeBron for sure.
Yes, yes. But that's the reason why the topic comes up, is because it's LeBron. If LeBron was not playing this year, when LeBron retires, I don't know what some of these shows are going to do when LeBron retires.
LeBronny. Little Bronny.
When his son?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it like a year and a half? I think we got to wait.
Not as good as his dad? Question mark. Yeah, I just. But if you want to give it to James Harden, give it to James Harden. Because it doesn't mean anything to me when I'm watching. I want to know how valuable you are at the end of the regular season, going into the postseason, and then what you do in the postseason. Because I'd certainly rather win that finals MVP than I would a regular season MVP. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We'll talk to Loyola's center, Cameron Crutwig. He's quite a character. I guess he does impersonations. He's got his harmonica with him. He loves the same music that Fritzy does. What could go wrong? He's going to join us coming up. And it reminds me of the Joker. He does remind me of Jokic. You're kind of watching him and you go, I don't know how he does it. And I said the same thing 2 years ago when I'm watching him. I'm going, I don't know how he does it. There are certain guys when you watch play or you're on the playground and you go, I don't know how he does it. You're not fast, can't jump. Not quick, but he knows how to play basketball. Yeah, McClellan.
They showed the Pelicans beat the Nuggets last night, and the highlight package had Zion flying around dunking. Then they showed Jokic with an 8-foot jumper.
Yes, yes. And it, you know, it counts the same. It counted 2 points, McClellan. That's why I keep trying to tell you, oh, the Joker's so boring. Okay. His job is not, they don't give you, you know, degree of difficulty. They don't go, you know what, we're going to give you this. By the way, Daryl Morey is the GM for the 76ers. And he must, I know he listened to the show, but I don't know if he heard this where Paulie was saying, what if we made the three-pointer a 2.5-pointer? Where can we diminish the number of three-point shots? Well, if you devalue it, but you can't have an announcer going, Lillard from 2.5-point range. Like,
it'll take a while to catch on.
Yeah. Steph Curry with the 2.5-er. Daryl Morey suggested that we have a 2.5-point shot. Yeah, Paul.
This is, if you look at the math of this, the analytics of it, this is a way to devalue the 3-point shot where only the really good 3-point shooters will be allowed to shoot. Mm. Coaches will not allow some guy shooting 28% to shoot threes anymore. And so that guy will have to go back inside and change his game.
But we can't. It just.
The 2.5-point contest will be legit. Everyone will tune in.
Yeah. Curry for 2.5. Yes, McLovin.
This is the most self-serving proposal I've ever heard. Daryl Morey's in Houston and dominates for the three. Gets to Philly where his two stars can't hit a three, Embiid and Ben Simmons. And now he's like devalue the three. I mean, Embiid can hit a couple.
Yes, Todd.
And more importantly, what's the hand gesture these players are supposed to give when they hit the three? That's going to be very confusing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Paul.
Well, the other options that people have thrown out there is increasing the size of the court and making the line deeper, which will not... That'll just cost millions of dollars and take out the first row of seats, which owners will not do.
Yeah.
2.5.
But I always wondered if you could widen the floor. And I think we'll get to that point where we have the conversation because it's a perimeter-based game and the players are so big. Like, I'm wondering, there's certain players, it feels like they can barely get their shoes in between the out-of-bounds and the three-point line on the side. Like, I wonder if Shaq could get his feet in there, or Bob Lanier. But I think widening the floor, you know, do you lengthen it? I go back to the 70s when there was a conversation about raising the basket to 11 feet. I don't want to see that, but that's when you had big men who were dominating. I think if you widen the floor, but the three-point shot's not going anywhere. Yeah, Pauline.
So the arc is 23-9 at the top. It's 22 on the sides.
Yes.
So it's not even uniform.
Yeah, but how big are Shaq's feet? They're 22s, aren't they?
Yeah.
Shaq could not – he would be on the line, wouldn't he? Right?
He'd be close.
Yes, I think he's got size 22s. That's why Shaq wasn't a great three-point shooter from the corner. Yes, McLean.
What's wrong with the three-pointer, by the way? Gets just to go back, like, isn't the game, like, kind of peaking right now? Everyone seems to love it. Why? Well, we need more mid-range jumpers? I don't understand.
If you give me movement, I don't care if you have three-point shooting. Like, when the Warriors do it well, there's movement, and I love that. That's all I want to see with basketball is movement because baseball is dying because it has no movement. None. In between pitches, even when you're trying to, nobody puts the ball in play. That doesn't happen anymore. But they're going to experiment where they're going to try to get more base running, steals. They're doing things in the lower minor leagues that they're going to try to get more movement in baseball. Because when you go to a game, when you're watching at home, you can always flip around. When you sit there, it can be a long afternoon. And I grew up loving baseball. I like baseball. I don't love baseball now. Because it's just, all right, that's 97. Foul ball. That's 99. It's a home run. That's a strikeout. That's a walk. Strikeout. Home run.
I think we see your point. The way you described it is like, just going and going.
Yeah.
But you don't like... At the ballpark itself, you don't want the day to be over quickly. I think in the ballpark experience, I think it's beer related and food related, though, not game related.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm okay with a 2-hour baseball game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. I am. All right, we'll take a break. Phone call's coming up. It's 21 after the hour. I don't know if he's bringing his harmonica with him, but he better be. Cameron Krautwig of Loyola. And maybe he'll sing. Maybe he'll sing Maneater, since that's right in Fritzy's wheelhouse there. 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. We all face it. Age, inevitable. Age is undefeated. Never be as young as we are right now. But don't let age beat you. How do you feel? That's the most important thing. When you wake up every morning, how do you feel? How much energy do you have? Are you ready to carpe diem? By the way, I always thought that would have been a great company name for a carpet cleaner or a carpet installer. Carpe Diem. Anybody with me on that?
Yeah. Or a goldfish company, Carpe, you sell goldfish, Carp.
No, that's not good. M-Drive, mdrivedan.com, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Get M-Drive, you can get it online or go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop. You're going to be energized, stronger, leaner. You wake up ready to go. It's backed by science, and it's packed with powerful ingredients. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you. You can hear it in my voice. Yes, Polly.
Carpe Diem Cleaning, Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, I knew it. MDriveDan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with MDrive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This program is brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet? One of the stars of Loyola Chicago, the Senior Center. Cameron Crutwig is set to join us here. We'll get to phone calls, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll give you hours coming up as well as we make way for Cameron as Loyola Chicago beats number 1 Illinois on Sunday. Next up is Oregon State. My Ramblers, Cameron joining us now on the program. Cameron, congratulations. How you feeling?
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I like the little knickknacks we got here in the front.
Thank you.
Taking a look at them.
Thank you. How long have we been working on the mustache?
I don't know. It's been about 8 months. It's been a quarantine thing. Kind of started in quarantine and just kind of let it run, you know, and now people are falling in love with it.
Yeah. What's not to fall in love with? Does a coach give you grief about it?
No, not really. I mean, back in my freshman year, I was rocking the mutton chops during the Final Four run. So now I switched it up and went with the mustache. So I don't know. It's just something fun to do and just kind of adds to the lore, I guess. So,
to the aura that you are. If somebody hasn't seen your team play, how would you describe your style?
Together, chemistry. You know, we like to play together, play the right way. Defense, tough. Physical. We talk a ton about physical without fouling. I think we do a really good job of, you know, staying on top of teams' strengths and trying to limit their strengths. And I think we did a great job against that. The Illini this weekend, just trying to take away one or two. You're not going to be able to take away their whole attack. I mean, they're too good. So we tried to limit their use of ball screens. Trapped Io a lot in the ball screen, and just tried to work not to let Big Kofi try to catch the ball in the middle there. You know, sometimes it breaks down, but you know, we just gave our all.
Do you feel like underdogs?
You know, that's the funny thing. You know, maybe in 2018 we kind of, you know, snuck up on some people and people were like, oh, we don't, you know, kind of underestimated us and stuff. But now, no, it's no secret. You know, no one's underestimating us. And, you know, when you play the Ramblers, you're in for a good game. And you know, we I don't really think we're underdogs anymore. You know, people are starting to take notice of us, and especially, you know, all those feelings that people had in 2018. Now they're kind of coming back to life. And I'm just happy that we proved that, you know, that year wasn't a fluke. You know, you hear about so many teams like that coming out and you know, you have a Final Four run, then you kind of just fade off into the college basketball scene. But we've been able to sustain it.
How many scholarship offers did you have?
I had about like 35 scholarship offers coming out of high school. Nothing from the Power Five, though. So definitely kind of put a chip on my shoulder for sure. And definitely, you know, that's the same with all these guys that, you know, came to Loyola. We all kind of have that chip on our shoulder. You know, personally, I felt that I could have played at the highest level. And, you know, but I also wanted to go somewhere where I was a fit, you know. So I committed to Loyola really early in my career, in my high school career, before my senior year. I could have probably waited and played my senior year out, and I probably would have got a lot of offers just, you know, from big schools not getting the guys that they wanted. But I wanted to go somewhere where, you know, they wanted me and I could make an impact. And, you know, it worked out.
How would you describe your style itself?
Like my play?
Yeah.
My playing style? Yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, high IQ, high understanding the game, you know. I'm not going to beat anyone with blazing speed or, you know, I'm not going to jump over anybody. But, you know, there's so many different ways to play the game of basketball. It's not all about athleticism and speed and quickness. It's all, you know, understanding how other teams are playing, you know, understanding their coverages, understanding what this guy doesn't like and what he does like. You know, being able to play, I feel like, you know, I hate to kind of toot my own horn here, but I feel like, you know, I'm making other guys better on the floor. You know, I'm attracting a lot of attention, setting dudes up. You know, it's definitely positionless in my book. I mean, you know, I'm listed as the center, but, you know, for me, basketball, you got to be able to dribble, pass, and shoot. So, you know, I've always kind of been that way ever since I was a kid. I was always kind of like dribbling and passing and stuff. So
you kind of remind me of the Joker, Jokic.
Yeah, yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying right now. Obviously, that's funny that you say that, because a lot of people are always, you're like the college Joker and stuff, man. He's incredible. You know, I watch him a lot. You know, and he is incredible. The way he shoots and his touch is unbelievable. I mean, just the way he passes, he's always thinking one or two steps ahead. And that's something I kind of pride myself on, as far as, you know, being able to see the play maybe two, three steps ahead than everyone else. But, yeah, he's incredible. He's having an MVP season right now.
Yeah, it's not a bad comparison there, Cameron. Yeah. Cameron Krutwig, the Loyola Chicago center. I was told you didn't bring your harmonica, which I don't believe for a second, because you're trying to focus on basketball.
Yeah.
You have a harmonica, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, it's in my room. So the Wi-Fi here isn't the best. So I had to come down to another room with like a wired connection. So I left a harmonica back in my
room. Oh my gosh.
Tell me this stuff before I come on here.
Fritzy, I said to tell Cameron to bring the damn harmonica.
I blew it. We threw it on him at the last minute.
Okay. Now, you do love the same music as my booker, Fritzy. Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel, Elton John, Little Rolling Stones, Leonard Skinner.
Okay, so your go-to karaoke song is?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think... we went to karaoke place, and me and my buddy on the team, we sang Hello by Adele. that got the people going a little bit. Me and my buddy Will, who's a walk-on here.
Can you give me just a little?
No.
For Rambler Nation. Okay, how about this? You love Hall & Oates. Fritzy is a huge Hall & Oates fan.
What's your favorite Hall & Oates song?
My favorite's Private Eyes, but I understand Maneater's
one of the that's a good choice. That is a good choice. Okay. That's my dad's favorite.
All right, Cameron. Fritzy's going to start.
And then, I'll do the claps.
No, you got to give me just a little. Just a little taste for Rambler Nation here.
Come on. All right.
You can do it. I mean, you're not afraid of anything. Come on.
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right, Fritzy, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I see you. You see me, watch you blow in the lines when you're making a scene. Oh, girl, you've got to know what my head overlooks. The senses will show to my heart when it's watching for lies. You can't escape my private eyes. They're watching you. They see your every move. Oh, baby, private eyes.
That's good, man. That is good stuff.
All right.
Made my day.
Thank you.
All right. Give me the other thing. I hear you do a Will Ferrell impersonation, and Will Ferrell is watching the program right now.
Oh, man. If he's watching I love Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Semi-Pro is like the greatest movie of all time.
Well, I understand that. But Will Ferrell's in our bracket challenge. I don't know if he picked you guys, but Will watches every morning.
Oh, he didn't pick us?
I don't know that. I don't know. Could you guys check and see?
Can we pull it up?
Yeah. Can you pull up Will Ferrell's bracket there and let me know? All right. So what's your Will Ferrell impersonation? From what movie?
Semi-Pro.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
There's so many good lines. I like the part where Dukes has got the big check, and he's like, "Jackie, it's written in glitter, man." He's like, "I don't know what to tell you, Dukes. You might want to find a bank with a big check department." "Can I just get like a normal size check, Jackie?" That's the funny part. Or "What do you do, Dukes?" "Nothing right now. Laying low. I like it." "Dukes, where are you from, Dukes?" "Flint, Michigan." "Homegrown. Dukes is homegrown."
Did we find out? Did Ferrell pick Loyola?
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh,
he did not.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know what? He's regretting that. He's got to be regretting that now. Yeah, you guys did some damage to brackets. Like, do you feel guilty at all that you hurt some people's brackets here, Cameron?
No, I don't feel bad at all. I feel pretty good. I think when we came into this, we wanted to win games. I think that every game that we've played so far, we've played with that chip, that edge on our shoulder, and when we've come out, we've done it. We all wanted that one yesterday. As soon as we saw that. So we were at the Indy 500 Speedway for Selection Sunday, and we saw the first two brackets, and we had a feeling we were going to be an 8 or a 9, and then we saw Illinois as the 1, and we all just kind of looked, and we, like, before we had even came, we're like, here it comes, and then sure as it is, the 8 seed was Loyola Chicago, and not that we were circling that game, we always got to worry about that first one, but. When it came and we beat Georgia Tech and it was time for Illinois, we really wanted that game and it's just a great game.
All right, can we make a bet? Can we make a date here?
I don't know if I'm allowed to bet.
Oh no.
NCAA rules.
You're right. Yep. You're the grown up in the room.
come on. Trying to get me in trouble?
When you beat Oregon State.
All right.
When you beat them. Now you want me to say if?
Well, we respect everyone we play.
Okay. If you beat Oregon State next Monday, a week from today, Harmonica.
We're going to have a game on Monday. We're going to be in the Elite Eight then.
Oh, you have a game on Monday as well?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Sorry to.
Okay. How about this?
I could skip the game.
Okay.
I could skip it.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
You are kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is going to be, I was trying to get Will Ferrell on.
Oh man, we could do that tomorrow.
Okay.
You just name the time and place.
If I get Will Ferrell on tomorrow.
Yes. I will be there.
Harmonica.
I will bring the harmonica out.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. Fritzy. Yeah. Just
see what you can do.
Just see, but I want you to focus on basketball today, okay?
Well, today was kind of like an off day for us. We played two games in 3 days. So
you got homework to do, Cameron?
We got some homework. We'll worry about that later.
Fritzy, reach out to Will Ferrell and see if Will would like to come on, and we'll do our best, Cameron.
All right. Hey,
you take care of your part of this, and we'll take care of our part of this. All right.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good to me. Ask him why he didn't pick us in the brackets, though.
No, you'll get to ask him.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Congrats. Great story again.
Hey,
thank you. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good.
That's
hey, thanks for having me on again. And go Ramblers, man. Go Ramblers.
All right. Cameron Krutwig, the Loyola Chicago Senior Center. Got to bring his harmonica. Fritzy, you kind of don't. You're supposed to lay out when you sing, so then he.
I should have. Yeah. I got so caught up in the whole Hall & Oates thing, but right. I love what a personable kid.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, McLovin.
This reminds me a little bit like Fritzy singing with him is when I scored on Matt Stainbrook. Not to bring it back to myself, but I get a similar Matt Stainbrook vibe. Mm. The former Xavier big man, 6'8", could do it all.
Yeah. That was a feel good story. You scored on that 6'10" guy.
Hey, we'll probably
hasn't
have
been seen since then.
Long, lucrative career in Europe.
Yes, Paul.
Remember we brought Matt Stainbrook in after Xavier was eliminated and he showed up in full uniform?
Yes.
I think he had the goggles on, knee pads.
Take a break. We'll come back. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get to yours, give you ours. That'll be coming up. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Our conversation with Cameron Krutwig of Loyola, brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet? By the way, he's played 61 minutes in the tournament. He's been whistled for 2 fouls. Let's see if we could get Will Ferrell on the show maybe sometime this week and see if Cameron would like to rejoin us to talk to one of his idols there. Let's get some phone calls here. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours coming up. We lead off with Jeff in Detroit. Jeff, welcome to the program.
What up, though? One time for Chat Rowan. Shout out to my man Tyler, the moderator, on the ones and twos. I almost thought I called the wrong place this morning. best and worst of the weekend is going to be also shout out to my backroom bros. Listen, that Oral Roberts beating Ohio, man. You know, I just get so much pressure whenever Ohio gets beat. So that was my best. My worst is going to be the Steph Curry effect. I love your interview with Cameron. That dude is 100% real. He blended right in. That's my hero. I really, really like that kid. Bangs down on the inside, unselfish. And he tooted his own horn. When you got it, talk about it, because 20 years down the line, it ain't going to be there no more. So, you know, when you got it, do what you do with it. Listen, that Steph Curry effect, Dan. It's becoming prominent that, you know, once you start shooting and your shot is broke, 7 for 17, man, you got to do something about that. Those threes were not falling for the Illini.
Yeah, but, you know, and thank you, Jeff. Here's the one thing you have to understand when you're watching the styles of play. Loyola had constant movement. Illinois did not. Illinois, it felt like there was a lot of dribbling. I want to see movement and passing. And it goes back to, if you're old enough to remember, Pete Carril at Princeton. You know, Pete would always be a dangerous matchup in the tournament. He was such a wonderful coach. It's because there was movement, constant movement, backdoor passes. It's just, to me, that's fun basketball. And it's not old school. It shouldn't be old school. All it is you just move. You're a lot tougher to guard when you're moving. And Pete would always have a very intelligent roster getting into Princeton. And he would just have you moving constantly, backdoor cuts, and they would be a matchup because it's a really hard offense to kind of prepare for. And I see that with Loyola, movement, but you're utilizing the three-point shot as well. Phil in Indiana. Phil, always great to have you back.
Hey, Dan, always a pleasure. My best of the weekend, and I, you know, obviously I'm partial because I only live 20 minutes from downtown Indy, but I just think the best of the weekend for me was how they've handled it. And my question to you is, do you think this will set up down the road? Will the NCAA do kind of one site locations? It seems like it's, you know, logistically it's pretty smooth, but I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Have a great weekend.
Thank
always
you,
a pleasure.
Phil. Thank you, Phil. I don't see it under one roof because you want to be able to acknowledge some of these other sites around the country. But Indiana worked, and to be able to have the hotels and be connected, you could have these venues. You know, I feel bad for, you know, VCU that you have to forfeit. But if that's the only casualty, I'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised that that's the only casualty. But I don't see it under one roof for the entire tournament because I do think that you want to benefit. Like Dayton has hosted tournament games for as long as I can remember. And the tournament always acknowledged Dayton as a great basketball city, and they would have, you know, opening round games, first four games in there. And I hope that some of these other sites around the country get that opportunity to have college basketball come back there and not just be one place. Dave in Indiana. Hi, Dave.
Morning.
Morning.
6'5", 260.
All right.
Get it. All right. Got a best and a worst and a real quick comment about Brad Stevens.
Yep.
My best is Abilene Christian at 5,100 students beating Texas at 51,000 students. And my worst, I've been a Purdue fan my whole life, and I can't even talk about it. It was terrible.
All right.
The Brad Stevens thing, I wish you would get Dan Dockich on your show this week because he has a radio show here in Indy. And all he wants to talk about is Brad Stevens coming to IU when you know it's not going to happen and I know it's not going to happen. But he's pretty controversial anyway. Dave, I think he'd be a good segment to have.
Dave, I will have Dan Dockich on the program tomorrow.
Awesome. I'll be listening.
All right. Thank you, Dave. All right. Thank you. Taking requests here on the Dan Patrick Show. Connor joining us. Hey, Connor, what's on your mind?
Hey, 6'9", 235.
Man, I've got a big audience.
I wanted to touch on this Damian Lillard thing. We're always talking about how these writers are looking for the next story, and that's why I don't understand why he's not getting more traction, because this is an awesome story. He's carrying this injury-riddled small market team to the playoffs, and he has awesome stats.
Yep.
But as a Portland fan, selfishly, I kind of hope he gets snubbed because he plays so damn good with that chip on his shoulder.
You're right. Okay. You're right about that, Connor. Yeah, I mean, he walks out there, and he's angry. Thanks for the phone call. I agree. You know, it's I think we'll look back on Damian Lillard's career when it's all said and done and realize that a lot of people missed it. It was right there in front of us. Missed it. Indiana's next coach will be the program's fifth head coach in the last 21 years, post Bob Knight. Since he was fired, that was September 2000, they've gone through Mike Davis, Kelvin Sampson, Tom Crean, Archie Miller. Never should have fired Tom Crean, in my opinion. But we'll see who they can get that can take over there. Dino in New York. Hey, Dino.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I just want to compliment the show real quick. The last few weeks, you've had three interviews with Jim Jackson, Pat Ewing, and Dr. J. It was just some of the best sports talk radio I've heard. Just a great job. Their personalities came through, you know, and I just think it was real high level work on you guys' part, and I wanted to say thanks. I enjoyed it very, very much, and I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, Dino. I appreciate that. I mean, I've known a lot of these guys that I have on, and therefore, you know, maybe there's a little bit more of a comfort zone, but it gives me a little bit more of an advantage to be able to talk to them instead of interview them, because I don't want to interview. Sometimes you have to interview. But for the most part, you want to have a conversation and then allow you to eavesdrop on it. That's really what my goal is. You're listening to something that you probably didn't think you'd get to listen to, but that's the fun part of it, that it's just a conversation at times. Final hour coming up, we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. I got some information on Deshaun Watson and the NFL, and hopefully I have a little more information here over the next 15 minutes or so. And I've been focusing on just a football part of this. Not doing the salacious details with everything else. I'll leave that to other people. It's not my wheelhouse, not my level of expertise. But just some information that I think that you can kind of file away depending on which direction this goes with Deshaun Watson. More phone calls coming up. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend as well. Seton Pauly, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Back with the final hour on the Monday after this. One more item in the second hour, if you ever wanted to do this as a living or as a job, Full Sail University can help you. A couple of years ago, we launched the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. You get an accelerated bachelor's degree in sportscasting. You learn everything from in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, and everything in between. I love Full Sail, and part of the reason why I chose them was their approach to education, hands-on learning. The faculty with real-world experience to prepare students for what life is actually like in the industry. And we have some of the best in the business to be part of the program, students learning this business inside and out with people who worked and still work in the industry at a very high level. At Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. Earn your degree online or on campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.